Let us go straight to Romans chapter 9. And we'll read verse 1, 2, and 3 again so that you're reminded. I say the truth in Christ, I lie not. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. For I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ, for my brethren, for my kinsmen, according to the flesh.
Dilela zora kwa Kristu, sindilela ai, chukumbumti majanga, chijita umboni wa mozi ndine, mwanzi mwela, kuti ndakwirwa ndijisoni jajikulu, ndi kukweleka mtima kwa salega. Pakuti ndikatafuna kuti inendeka, ndilembelelewe, kuti chotsa kwa Kristu, chifukwa cha abale anga, ndiwo amtundu wanga monga mwathupi.
The text for consideration this morning will be particularly verse 3. For I could wish that I myself were accursed from Christ, from my brethren, from my kinsmen, according to the flesh. But it will be in context. But it will be in context of verse 1 and 2 as well. Paul is the writer here. He is writing to the Romans, to his brethren according to the flesh. Paul pens something here that is so stark, so something that is so almost, we would say, incomprehensible. He says, I could wish that I was accursed from Christ. You know what he's saying here? I could wish that I was separated from Christ for your sake. Paul is so heavy of heart that he expresses something here that only the soul will be able to understand. And that's what we want to speak to you today about. For Paul is saying here, I could wish that I don't know anything about Christ. That there would be a complete separation from Christ. For my brethren's sake. He's saying this to them for you. Why? Why is Paul saying this? And what truly is Paul really saying here? And you have to go with me as we journey into this time and this where Paul gave this epistle to the Romans. Well, I want you also to know something. That Paul, his voice, as he spoke this to them, is speaking today the same thing. And Paul is speaking this out of the heart of Christ. And I can bring you today the same message I wish I could wish that I was accursed from Christ. For my brethren's sake. Who is my brethren? You. You to whom I bring this word. For God in His providence. Has captivated and locked my heart. For you. For Malawi. For this village. And as Paul says here, I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. I come here this morning to say the same thing. I have continual sorrow and heaviness in my heart for you, for us. And I could wish that I was accursed from Christ. Separated from Him. For your sake. For the heaviness and continual sorrow of my heart. And he says here, I'm telling you the truth. The truth in Christ Jesus. For people, when Paul spoke this to them, they doubted him. They didn't like what he had to tell his brother. They said, what is this babbler saying? Some people were somewhat respectful. And they said, we'd be willing to hear this. Some people were theologians. They were interested in hearing something new. It was one mass of people of all different sorts. But the majority rejected what he had to tell them. You know why they rejected what they had to tell them? Because they were being exposed. Because Paul was describing their hearts. And Paul says here, I tell the truth in Christ. This is not my truth. My master, my Christ, he's the truth is in him through my mouth. And he says, my conscience is bearing witness. In the Holy Ghost. Who was influencing Paul to bring the truth to his brother? To bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to his brother. The Holy Ghost, he was saying, it's the Holy Spirit that is influencing me. And not only am I being influenced by the Holy Ghost, but the result is you're not believing it. You're not hearing it. But I'm telling you, it's not me. I'm not bringing a new doctrine. I'm not bringing something that I'm making up, like Islam. This power comes from on high, and it's the influence of the Holy Spirit to teach you and to tell you something. But then he says something very remarkable. I could wish that I was accursed from Christ, separated from Christ, for your sake.
Why
is he saying that? This doesn't sound like a gospel that is so relevant today. You know why he's saying that? I hope today that the Holy Spirit may work in your hearts today. For he's saying this because of this reason. He's saying, if I was separated from Christ, if I was accursed from Christ, and that would not be true, then I can rejoice with you. He's saying to the people, to his brother, your rejection of Christ and the doctrine of sovereign grace, the rejection is so stark and so great that if Christ would not be real and you were right, then I would join you. For Paul is so heavy in heart, he is continual in sorrow. Because he sees his brothers. He sees his village. And he sees what they're doing. He sees that they have much religion. What does he say further? Who, in verse 4, who are Israelites, to whom pertaineth the adoption and the glory and the covenants and the giving of the law and the service of God and the promises. In verse 4, he says, those who are my kinsmen, the closest to me, my brothers, whom pertaineth the adoption and the glory and the covenants and the giving of the law and the service of God and the promises.
Verse 4, ndiwo Israel, ali nawo a umwana, ndulemelero, ndimabangano, ndikupatsa kwamalamulo, ndikutumikira mtajisi wa Mulungu.
See, Paul is saying, you have such deep religion, covenants, the giving of the law, and he says, the service of God, adoption, promises. And he's saying, you're glorying in that. According to the flesh. The people there were saying, we have all of these things and we are satisfied. What are you talking about? The gospel. They don't know what you're talking about. We have a promise. We have the adoption. We have everything we need. You see scribes and Pharisees. You see the common people gathering each Sabbath. You see them singing, worshiping, and all of these things that they hold on to. And Paul comes.
De Paolo alla fine.
And says.
Qualcosa.
It's Christ in Christ alone.
Quindi ma è Eka.
And in Christ all of this is fulfilled. You have nothing with adoption. You have no promises. Christ is the author of the promise.
Yes,
and the fulfiller of the promise.
Yes.
And he's saying to these people.
If
that's not true, if everything is not full and finished in Christ, and you, with all of the religion, with all your self-righteousness, with all your self-glory and self-honor, you with your nice suits, and all the things you have according to the flesh. He's saying, if that would be the way to heaven, if that is your salvation, then I could wish that I was accursed from Christ, separated from Christ. Because if that's the way, mother, if you can earn your salvation by based on what you are doing, then every mother can. Then we don't need Christ. And we'll all go to heaven. And we'll all be happy. And we'll all have the promises. And the covenants are ours. We don't need Christ. Thousands and thousands and thousands of people in Rome. And Paul says, if that's the way to heaven, then separate me from Christ. Then I would rejoice. I wouldn't be heavy anymore. Because then we're all going to heaven.
Yes.
I wish to be separated from Christ. So he's saying out of his heart, it's so heavy.
I'm
crying day and night. Because I know that Christ is your only hope. But those who are so close to me, who are dear to me, you believe it other way. Malawi too. This village too. If your confession is Christ alone, why your own righteousness? That's what Paul was saying. If you're saying today that you have earned salvation based on your behavior, then I could wish to be a Christian. If that's the way to heaven, I don't need Christ. But Paul is saying, in a hypothetical way, because he loved them so much, because he was heavy for their soul. No, not for a church building, or land, or marriages, all of the earthly. It's not what made him heavy, but he saw in front of him thousands and thousands of brothers and sisters who were deceiving themselves. They were thinking to go to heaven based on what they were doing. And Christ comes with the gospel. And it's so strange. It's so weird. The people, he's telling the people that only by the righteousness of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, can you be saved. All these people We're going about their lives each day. They were lying. They were bribing. There was top people, rulers of his brethren, teachers of the law. There was Pharisees and Sadducees, different sects, just like today. We have Seventh-day Adventists, we have Pentecostal, we have Evangelical, we have even Roman Catholic, different sects, and they all say the name of Jesus Christ. But it's all religions that is pouring into hell. We need to wake up. Eternity is coming. Paul is saying, don't deceive yourself. If you are right and Christ is wrong, I could wish I would be then separated from Christ. And I would join you. Because if that brings you to heaven, your prayers, your self-righteousness, because Paul was saying, look into your heart. And we say, with the love of my heart, to look into your heart as I have to look into my heart. Now, what do you see? Do you see Christ? Does Christ dwell in you? Many people are full of sayings. Oh, I hear over and over and over. Up Jesus. Down Satan. And I don't think anyone understands what it means. Do you mean that? Now, do you walk into Chazunda, into the loud music, which is satanic, and into the bars, and you say, up Jesus, down Satan. See, Paul is trying to make a point. Don't be self-righteous. Don't believe you're going to heaven because people say that you have to name God on your lips, bring some sacrifices and live your life how you want. Christ and his gospel kills you.
Yes,
it breaks you to shreds. It makes you who you are, a vile, sinful rebel. Otherwise, grace is nothing for you. Christ came for sinners to break them. And Paul says, people, look at my brethren. Paul walked through his village and he saw so much religion. He saw so much good work. He went to the temple and it looked so good. And as he witnessed this, he said,
Amazi,
I know my brothers. I know what they do in the dark. I know the bribery. And they're deceiving the general people. They're telling the children that God is gracious. And they'll go to heaven. As long as they do their best. It's a lie! They're lost! The children are lost! They need Christ! And you need Christ!
Yes. And Christ alone. Not in your mouth. But in your heart. Your soul, your dead soul must be alive. And if it is alive, it's like holes. You cry. You mourn. Mothers. You go to your bed. On your knees. Lord, have mercy upon my children. Have mercy upon my village. Because Christ dwelleth in you. And you know the gospel sets free. Not a mouth. Not some walking through the village. And talking about other people to make yourself look a little bit better. No, you know what it is, mothers? You go to the water well and you say, my heart is sorrowful because we're talking about each other and we're singing on Sunday. We look good, but we're as evil as possible. And fathers, go into the village. When have you done that? All five of you with me. Last night, did we go? And tell the people who are drinking and womanizing to do this. Because tomorrow you'll be in church somewhere. But last night, where were you? You'll sing. And people will say, looks good. We'll gather in groups at a funeral. And it doesn't matter who it is. This person was a good person in his life. She did many good things. Stop crying, Paul. Have a sorrow. And if that's true, then I'll join you. Then I'll be separated from Christ. But if I preach Christ, I preach damnation to sinners. The brother and the sister, they said, what are you talking about? They were hiding behind something. Stop exposing me. Stop telling us we're doing things wrong. Paul, you're mad. Paul says, I'm not mad. I just know you're deceiving yourself. Maybe you do today. If Christ is not your Savior, if Christ has not forgiven you all of your sins, and you are not bearing fruits of the righteousness of Christ, it doesn't matter what you do. You go to church every Sunday. You can sing. You can be part of a choir. You can read your Bible. You can pray. And it has no effect. If Christ is missing. And I tell the truth in Christ. And I tell you. Not because I want to come here and preach something. I tell you. Like Paul, because I have continual sorrow in my heart, and I love you too much. You are my brethren and my sisters. God sent me here and knit me to you. Locked my heart with your hearts. Yes, I sorrow for the poverty that is here in Malawi. Yes, I sorrow for the mothers who have a husband that doesn't care. I sorrow for the orphans who are suffering. And I sorrow for men who are being chased. I sorrow for husbands who have no wife.
Because your wife is fooling around. I sorrow for it all. My heart cries. But I sorrow most of all that Malawi is being deceived. That Malawi is walking around calling God good but not knowing who God is in Christ. You can't know God. You can't know God. Outside of Jesus Christ, you can't know God. You know God if you know Christ. And Paul is saying here, my conscience is bearing me witness. And my conscience today before you is bearing me witness. Every day I go out as an evangelist, my conscience is witnessing with the Holy Spirit as I preach. And many people believe they're safe. And my conscience is telling the truth that inside hearts, it's chaos. Your life is chaos. And you show a face like all of those people with all the brothers with Paul. As they walked through the villages, they looked outwardly religious. They looked good. When other people came from other countries, they said, wow, these people are spiritual. They're going to the temple. I see the trucks running down the streets from Chadzunda to the Lower Shiri. Full of women singing. Maybe going to a 2-day conference, I don't know. And my conscience bears me witness. And I cry. And I say, Lord, are they deceiving themselves? Because when we ask, who is Christ? We'll ask you today. Who is your Christ? Who is Christ for you? Do you love him to death? Is he your brother? Is he your savior? Your master? If he is your master, why don't you serve him? If he is your master whom you love, why not serve him? Why serve money? Why serve horrible relations? And you know what I mean. Why serve alcohol? Why serve as though Christ is a bad master? Those who love Christ, those who say they serve Christ, he is a master who gives you everything to serve. Serve him in love. Oh, that's why I ask, who is Christ for you today? Is he your living life? And when you die, and it's your funeral, can the angels witness that you served Christ here upon earth? Not this big God that says all nice things about the person. The last funeral I was at, when they began to speak about the nice and good things the person did, my conscience bears me witness. And I saw most of the women laughing. Because it's a lie. Because we make it after death look good. And how many more people will we bring to the grave? With lying hearts. Not those people, but us today here. And Paul says, it's bearing me witness in my heart. Saying, brothers, what you are saying and doing, calling that serving God, if that's true, then I wish to be a person. Because if that's true, we're all going to heaven. And I'll come with you. I'll go with you to heaven. Because the people said, what? Why such a to-do? Why are you preaching with so much passion about this man? Jesus Christ. And Paul said, your sacrifice that you're bringing. Do you know what Paul did? He seen someone coming with a lamb or a goat, and they're coming to the temple. And Paul said, stop. What are you doing? I'm going to sacrifice. And Paul said, my heart is bearing me witness in your heart. Because this goat has no more reference.
It's
over. And the man says, what? I'm called upon to bring a sacrifice. And Paul said, brother, look at this goat. He's no longer a shadow of the sacrifice Jesus Christ. Yes, it was, said the man. When we take him and offer him on the altar, we're going to see blood. And we're going to give an offering. And Paul said, what does that mean for you? And he said, that means that one day the Messiah is going to come and deliver us. And Paul says the Messiah has come. Open your eyes. You're blind. And your guides are blind. Oh, hear the gospel. He says, all these things pertain to you. Law, giving up the law, the covenants, all of these things are for you. To point you to the cross. To point you there. And never was there a people so special as you. God chose us as a nation to represent salvation.
Yes,
and now you're stuck. And I tell you today, never was there a people in Chad Junior so special as you. No, not because Nzungu is coming here. Put it out of your mind. Because Christ is being preached today. As the way, the truth, and the life. And everyone who preaches a Christ tells you to do something. Whoever tells you to keep the seventh day holy like the seventh day Adventist is keeping you away from the kingdom of God. And God's so pleased in his good pleasure to send Paul's gospel here. Nay, Christ's gospel. Christ says to you today, each one of you, you are not righteous. You are wicked. You are a broken sinner. Your life is testifying of it. Strip yourself of your self-righteousness. Who are you? Be who you are. In the countenance of this gospel. Open your heart. Tell God who you are. Tell God your sin. Can you count them? Your unrighteousnesses. Your filthy thoughts. Your wicked deeds. Come before Him, how you
guys.
And Christ will wash and cleanse you and give you life. The gift is not for today. The gift is eternal. Eternal life. For Jesus Christ does not see upon me as you while you are representing yourself as a decent citizen of Chazuna. Just because there's someone who's worse than you doesn't make you any more righteous. But I preach you today the pure, desirable, divine righteousness of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And I preach it with a heaviness of heart and a sorrow. Because the Holy Spirit is bearing me witness that Chazunda is deceived. That so multitude droves of people are traveling to eternity without Christ. Has Christ forgiven you? Don't say yes so fast. No, in your heart. It's a yes or a no in your heart. Because God's looking into your heart right now. He's bearing witness. The Holy Spirit's here in the gospel today. And the Holy Spirit, through the gospel, asking you a question. Are you okay? Are you all right? Can you come before God how you are? Can you come before God? If God calls you today to come before Him, what do you have? Is your sins covered? Are you forgiven? Does the love of Christ overpower your heart? That you have to say sometimes to your children, to your husband, to your wife, the love of Christ is burning in my heart. The love of Christ is constraining me to talk about Him, to tell about Him, to declare His glory. You walk through the village, and you see the trees, and you see the sky that God created. And you have to tell the people the flowers on the tree. They're crying out the glory of God. Come closer
to
the flower.
And
you see perfection.
Beauty.
And you say, this is my God. You say, tell the people. But I tell you, because my conscience is bearing me witness. Why won't you talk of Christ if you confess Him? You know why? Because people will laugh. That's why you won't talk of
Him.
Because the people who won't talk of
Him
don't know what to say.
I'm so far from
it. And when they begin to say something, other people say, wasn't he walking about last night? Doing silly things. And he's talking of, talking about the love of Christ. And you'll be put to shame. Mothers, I'm telling you the truth. If you go to a water
bottle,
to get water, or you gather together, why can't you tell of the love of Christ? What's keeping you from that? And I mean from the heart. Not just who God is for others. I went to a man 2 weeks ago, who is
94,
and he's not well, and I asked him, who is God for you? Who is Christ for? He said he was going to heaven. And I rejoice, if I may hear that. But I said, who is Christ for you? And he began to take me through the history of the Bible. And I said, no. I don't need to a history lesson. I want to know who Christ is for you on this
day.
He must have visited you today. And he began to say who God is. And I said, we don't need to know in general who God is. Who is Christ for you? If I asked you, if you love your wife dearly, and I said, who is your wife? Are you going to start telling me about her wife's family? You're going to start telling me about your wife's father and mother? Or her sister? Or are you going to start, if I ask you, who is your wife? Describe her. Are you going to say, are you going to tell me the day you got married? Her birthday? That's not what we're asking. What is the characteristics of your wife? If you love your wife, and you get a chance to tell who your wife is, or vice versa, and there's true love. One of the things you're going to say is, my wife, there's no one like her in the whole
world.
Her eyes sparkle when I look at her. And she's beautiful. She's kind. I'm going to tell about my inward relationship with my wife if I love her. I know it's so rare today, isn't it? Why? Because my conscience is bearing witness in my heart that Chazunda is make believing that Christ is dwelling in Chazunda based on some good things we're doing. A Enough people go to church. We have some singing choirs. There's some Bibles. We get together once in a while to talk about Him. Whenever we have time, which is seldom. And that's enough. Everyone's saved. God loves everyone. And everyone's going to heaven. Don't worry about all of our sins. That's secret. God will forgive them. And it's a lie! Wake up! And Paul is so hard pressed that he goes out to his people. And he says, people, you're saying that Jesus Christ, that simple man, by his dying on the cross, by his blood, that rebel, you're saying he is the Savior? And Paul's saying, yes. His blood is so powerful and so rich, it washes and cleanses from all sins. The brothers, his brethren, he says, look into the eyes of the Savior. They shine with mercy while he's on agony on the cross. His eyes are blinking, calling people to him, come to me. And his mouth is testifying, Father, forgive them. Put it on my account. They don't know what they're doing. His mouth is dried out. His lips are parched. And he says, I thirst. What does he thirst for? He's not thinking about his mouth. Or he would have taken the vinegar. It would have soothed his mouth. But he said, no. For I thirst after sinners to come to me. That's my heart thirst. Christ said, I have a heaviness and a continual sorrow up on the cross. Because they won't come to me and receive me and my forgiveness. But they're going about to establish their own righteousness. Where were you when Christ died? Where were you establishing your own righteousness at the temple, singing, getting your lamb ready? Where were those people? Just a handful. We're watching from far. But nobody wanted Jesus. And in Malawi, everyone wants him. Because they think that there will be a blessing on earth. If I become a Christian and say that I know Christ, I will have status. I'll begin to climb the ranks. People, Christ takes broken sinners. When did Christ save you? Are you saved? What took place in your heart? Did he forgive you all your sins? Have you forgiven your enemies? Men in Chadzunda, have you forgiven your wives and those of your family? If Christ has forgiven you, mom, have you forgiven your husband? Otherwise, you have a false religion. And it's an I. And I'll throw a little bit of salt of Christ in there. So it has some flavor. No. We lie all in condemnation. Paul says, if that's it, if the way you have developed the covenants, the giving of the law, and all of these things, if you find satisfaction in them, in doing it, just like today, as long as you do your best to keep the Ten Commandments, we all admit we can't keep them perfectly. But as long as we do our best, then we should be saved. We should be saved. It's a lie. You've broken the Ten Commandments a million times already. But Christ comes. And Paul says, that's all true what you say, separate me from Christ. Then if I have to agree with you, if you say, Paul, you're mad, come back with us. Don't be so harsh. Theology has gotten to you. Come with us. Paul says, if that's so, hypothetically, then Christ, that I wish to be accursed from Christ, and Christ does not exist. For Christ, he's saying, is the fulfiller of the law, fulfiller of the covenant. Christ is the fulfiller of the adoption. There is no adoption. God the Father, he cannot adopt you outside of his Son, Jesus. What do you say? What answer do you give to the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit's coming. And this gospel that I preach to you, the righteousness of Christ, mercy and grace in Christ alone, by faith in the heart, to make your soul alive. This doctrine, is it testifying against you, or is it comforting you? Does your heart burn within you of the love of Christ? Then be his witness. Testify. Wherever you may come. But what do you say? What answer do you give? The Holy Spirit is asking, not me. The Holy Spirit today asks you. And it's the only concern of your life. And he's going to bring the answer back to God. The Holy Spirit is here now. He's asking you a question. You give answer in your heart. And he's going to bring the answer back to God. He's going to bring it before the throne in heaven. Does he have to say concerning you? Father, he rejected it. He said his own righteousness and his own good works is going to be okay. Or is the Holy Spirit going to take your answer today and say, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, this sinner seeks forgiveness? The sinner confesses, I am a rebel. I am sinful.
ine ndiwodzadza
na I am wicked.
Ine ngodzadza na zvofora.
And I am seeking the righteous garments of Jesus.
Kuti musanga saka chovara chachiyero
cha Jesu. To cover.
Kuti ndinge.
What answer?
Kuti yako.
Do you want the Holy Spirit to bring before God?
Ndimbo kuti funa kuti nzimo yera kabereke kwa Mungu. Ngai.
And if you stay silent.
Ngai mukhareje.
And you cannot say yes or no.
Semungacho kuyaka eyo
na. And stay silent.
Ndimbo mukhareje.
Then that will be your answer before God.
Nezo zvakazvaro muzange no maswa mu.
Then God will, then the Holy Spirit will say to God.
Ndizimwa ratsane.
That man.
Mamurawo.
When asked the question.
Ara fusuda fusuda hayi mene.
Wouldn't answer.
Sana ndiye Dios.
He's divided.
Nkwamene yo anaribe gao sana zokura lwere bali.
Not so sure yet.
Iye sana zokure ndiye ndakusaka mwe mchai.
Oh that God would give you another chance then.
Ine Mulungu akuzo kupasa suma iwe.
Because you know what the Holy Spirit shall do?
Kuti muzoti simwana ngejeja.
He will, you know what the Lord Jesus will do?
Muzoti yes, Christ akangeja.
Just like the parable with the tree that's not bearing fruits.
Nezi tineso chimudzimodzesa fanezo ratengo kutsora.
And God says, he's silent, she's silent.
Mungwana urawo yokarajele yokarajele sakuya.
Karida.
Basa kuti.
Your life is over.
Mungwana uzakwacha.
And Jesus Christ says.
Ndiyeso kana kuti.
Donge just one more time.
Yeso kana kuti tamene siyani kumupasuma iwi.
Father.
Tati.
Let her hear the gospel one more time.
Tamulani kuti munamve zotenga wanso kachinge.
Maybe then under the preaching of the gospel she will break.
Mwira kambaso tenga vano apoza kusinda.
Father, I plead. I plead for her.
Jehovah, ukupe mphani dzina rake.
Her heart was touched. The truth entered in.
Kwa akalo kudzira kuti tichiona lini? Chinaro.
Will, if in your silence, will the Holy Spirit bring it before God and will Christ plead for one more time?
Kodi mema kraje muratadza kuti mantombo dzimwe yakadaro nene kwa Yesu ndiko kumbotsodza kuma iwi ndapai.
How long will you be silent?
Mukaje wakaita mwana.
Because in the grave,
before mukaje mandati,
you will be silent for
that. Mukakaje kwa munyaya.
When it's over.
Pamene mwana kwachabo.
And I beg you.
Ndendo kupempha.
I beg you for Christ's sake.
Ndikupempha mudzina la Yesu.
Be ye reconciled with God.
Kuti chonde mangano ubale.
And let the fruits flourish in Chadzunda.
Ndipo kuti zipatso zao bale wanu Yesu Kristu.
Of love.
That you want.
And of kindness.
That you want.
And of glory to God.
Sobrego le mwai hova.
True from the heart.
Zimezo zona ni zvoga mutoma.
Then we will rejoice.
Ndizikadiro tsasaka.
Then we will come together.
Tizadora masuka ni
kuti rejoice.
Tizaka ndisamba
one boy.
Ndimawo ofana.
With one heart.
Ntima mwadzi
and one soul.
Maso mzi.
The glory of God.
Zakurego le mwai hova.
And our sorrow.
Ne nisimu yatu
will be turned into joy.
Ungoko wa watu zasanduka kutenderedisa na.
Ne not ours. But the sorrow of Christ.
Wasaiwe peroka koma chisori mene amadzivera
ndokuti will be turned into joy.
Chimene zasanduka kwa.
And heaven will rejoice.
Koma so kumwamba kutasaka.
And the angels will clap their hands.
Ne angela zaimba manja.
And the angels will say.
Angraza.
There was sinners in Chadzunda.
Parali oyimwa kwa Chadzunda.
And they came to salvation.
Baraona lerasichira andrajeva.
Glory to God.
Ulemelo kwa Mungu.
And we will sing with them.
Ndizai barali moti.
What is your answer?
Kodi mio ya barali.
Are you silent? And God asked you through his gospel today.
Waro ya Mungu akufusa kuzira mawati.
What side are you on?
Kodi muri bali?
Paul's or the people's?
Kodi muri bali avano vakambali afa?
What answer do you give?
Ine mukuzoreka kuranje.
And the Holy Spirit will take it.
Kwa dzimwe ramba narega kwa bidei.
Amen.
Amen.